both part of the military, and the intellectual author was a colonel who is currently has escaped justice. He was prosecuted, he was sentenced, but he was never, we were never able to put him in prison. My mother was the victim of a state that would repress and generate death. And many of us are just trying to convert and change that government into a government that gives well-being and life and health, basically. So that's maybe the major reason why I've gone into politics, and now I'm an elected congresswoman, and I'm in a political party that is trying to, you know, combine ethics with politics and to have a government that is not working for the military or for the oppression or for the corrupt, but finally we'll start working for the people.
Lucrecia Hernandez-Mack, former minister of health in Guatemala, now newly elected legislator in the Guatemalan Congress with the political party Movimiento Semilla, the political party of Telma Andana. The Guatemalan Supreme Electoral Tribunal announced Thursday it will hold a recount amidst fraud allegations following last elections, last Sunday's presidential and legislative elections. Well, that does it for our show. Very special thanks to Maria Taracena, Libby Rainey, and Charlie Roberts. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Tammy Warrenoff, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, Trina Nadura, Tamari Astudio. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Henry Ford College's Mirror News is looking for new writers. The newspaper is student-run and a great opportunity for budding journalists to gain experience. The Mirror News covers a variety of topics such as politics, new restaurants, art exhibits, local events, and recent films. If you would like to share your talents, email Dr. Kim at pkim@hfcc.edu or the editor at editor@hfcc.edu. See yourself in the Mirror News.
Enrollment is now open for Henry Ford College summer classes, which begin Tuesday, June 25th. For more information and to register, please visit our website, hfcc.edu. You can also call HFC at 313-845-9600. See you on campus.
Are you a local artist? Would you like to hear your music on WHFR? Please send us your music for airplay consideration. You can find our email and physical mailing addresses at whfr.fm. Don't wait. Send your MP3s, CDs, and records today.
Hey, hey, this is the Gothabilly Man, your friendly neighborhood beatnik, Alan, of the Wrecking Hours Rockabilly, Psychabilly, and Surf Rock radio show, and I am a volunteer DJ.
Hi, this is Terrence Tyson of the Play It By Ear Jazz Show, and I am a volunteer DJ.
This is Lisa, the diva from Lyrical Infusion, and I am a volunteer DJ.
This is Jonathan, host of Songwriters Symposium. All of us here at WHFR volunteer to bring you the musical programming that you hear. Thank you for listening.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
This is WHFR, the station making waves. A good Friday afternoon to you. I'm Alan Mazurek, along with Susan McGraw. Another edition of the WHFR Journal. I know it's been a few weeks since we've been on the air with this program. We have had some great programs in the interim, but, you know, I guess, an hour and 6 minutes ago, technically, summer began, so we figured we'd have a summer edition of the journal. How are you doing, Susan?
Woohoo! I am wonderful, Alan. It is.
We've been waiting for it.
My goodness!
Yeah, I know. It hasn't felt like it for a while, has it?
No, time flies, though. I can't believe it's, you know, we're past mid-June already. This is crazy, and we are officially enjoying the summer season. We hope you are as well. We thank you for tuning in today and every day that you have an opportunity to join us on WHFR. Eclectic format, meaning it's a little something different every 2 to 3 hours if this is your first time listening. The WHFR Journal, however, Fridays from 1 until 2 o'clock is our chance to shed some light on some events of local interest as well as some topics of local interest as well. We'd love love our Dearborn community, and we love the opportunity to spotlight some of the great people that are doing really fun things. And I think this show is going to be no exception to that. You know, we've got a bit of a birthday that we're celebrating here in the city of Dearborn. Uh-huh. You might be aware of that, the big 8-0. And then we've got a home. Oh, the big 9-0. Wait, yeah, I made it 10 years younger. Yeah. I'm so used to doing that for myself, apparently.
I was going to mention something about that. But
don't we all shave 10 years off of our, and we get to a certain age? And
there's no shaving in my case.
Sorry, I tried. I tried, Dearborn. We also have the Homecoming Festival celebrating an anniversary as well. And I think I fused all those numbers together. But very excited a little bit later on to talk about an opportunity to enjoy the celebration of this 90th birthday or 90th anniversary, if you will. We'll talk about an event called Over the Top at the Wagner, and we'll have some very special guests in to chat a little bit about that. Before that, however, you know, just in case you're feeling that summer itch to get some local produce and some local flowers and maybe some local homemade, handmade soaps and jellies and all sorts of things, we have exactly the place for that and exactly the person to talk about it with us. So Jane Smith will be joining us in just a moment. Thank you, Alan. I want to say great job in selecting some really wonderful programming that
it's
we've enjoyed on these Fridays.
I know, indeed. And, you know, this is, and while we've been listening to those great programs, it's been actually, it's like this time of year, you always find that, like, fresh food. I've probably eaten enough asparagus to last me for the, you know, next couple of years. Mm-hmm. And then up at our cottage, the morel mushrooms and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we know that despite all of the rain and despite, you know, some of the problems with the weather, farmers do have some produce that is coming in. And I suppose that's one of the things we want to talk about today is how to eat fresh, how to eat local, and how to eat healthy. Over the summer months here in Dearborn.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Well, why don't we get started on that topic? Because as always, I'm hungry, and it's just, you know, close enough to lunchtime where we should start talking food, and it really is so much more than that. We're speaking about the Dearborn Farmers and Artisans Market, and that is well on its way to being the, you know, a great season of fun and excitement for both the participants and also us as the recipients of all of these good things. So happy to have the event manager, Jean Smith, in live in studio with us. And Jean has been a pleasure to chat with electronically. And then the minute I met her in person, I was like, oh, she is absolutely even more effervescent in person than she is on her email, which is pretty amazing. So
thank you.
So glad to have you here, Jean.
Oh, Susan, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share all of downtown Dearborn's awesome events that we have planned for the city of Dearborn and surrounding communities for the summer. So thank you so much.
Oh, sure. There really is just so much going on, really people of all ages, all interests, and so on. But let's start with that farmer's market. So it kicked off a little while ago. We have ample time to get there, right?
Great.
Through September.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But what are some of the things going on there?
So the farmer's market runs from June 7th. Like you said, a couple of weeks ago, we had our grand opening right through to the end of September. 27th is our final day. Mm-hmm. And each Friday from 2 to 7 on West Village Drive between Mason and Monroe Streets, you can come and see a plethora of vendors, including farmers who are with locally grown produce. Right now, their tables are spread out beautifully with locally grown greens and spring vegetables such as radishes and green onions. And we also have a ton of plants as well. So if you still want to get some things into your garden, it's not too late, especially for herbs. We have baked goods. We have artisans. We just have a ton of stuff. So you definitely have to come out. We also have food trucks. So come on out for dinner or a late lunch, and we would love to have you there.
So you say West Village Drive.
Yes.
And I can Google that, but tell me where that is.
Well, it's right behind Wagner Place.
Okay.
So it's off of Michigan Avenue. West Village runs parallel.
Mm-hmm.
And so right on West Village Drive where the big parking deck is. So we're located right on the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we have probably 35 to 40 vendors every Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's a great market.
And we know there have been some tweaks and changes over the years.
Yes.
Physical time of the event is one of those things. Why the shift to a little bit later in the day, although I think 2 to 7 is great.
It's awesome.
But what prompted that, and how's it been going?
Well, the community prompted that. So the Dearborn community, the farmers market is theirs, and we're there to be there for them. And we had so much feedback from the couple years previously that, well, we work. We want to come to the market, but we can't because it closes before we get off. So in response to what the community wanted, the DDA decided to change the farmers market from 2 to 7 so that we could still get some of those earlier people that wanted to come out. But then it also allows people to come in after work and if they want to stay for a bite to eat. Mm-hmm, so that was the primary reason behind that.
Okay, that makes good sense. The food trucks are kind of a fun addition,
yeah.
I know. But how many do you expect each time?
We always have two vendors at least. But we also have our Friday night concerts, which run along with the farmers market. And those are on the fourth Friday of June, July, and August. Mm-hmm. So June 28th, July 26th, and August 23rd. The concerts run from 5 to 9, so they piggyback with the farmers market. And on those nights, we generally have about 7 food trucks. Mm. So lots of great food, local culinary delights.
Yeah, very good. Have you had some vendors that have been with for kind of year after year?
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the fun things, I think, is the repeat vendors that you get to go, oh,
yeah.
I know, that's where they are. There's a cheese guy that's just
Go Cheese.
God. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Go Cheese.
So good.
Nick and his wife are fabulous.
Yes,
they're actually
yes.
starting up a new food truck. She's going to be doing it. So it's on the down low right now, okay. But we'll have some information and they will hopefully be in Dearborn.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
One of the other fun parts, though, is to see what's new and mm-hmm. you know, kind of ebbing and flowing in the community. So support for anything like totally off the wall, totally crazy vendors that we've never had before or anything really different?
Well, not that I can really think of. I mean, we just have a really, really nice selection of, you know, we have candles vendors. We have a coffee vendor. We have an olive oil vendor, and they're actually local. They actually have a farm in Lebanon, and they do all their harvesting of their olives
wow.
and their herbs in the fall. And then they process all of their olive oil, their balsamic vinegars, and their herbs, dry it, and then ship it to the United States. And then they come to the market to sell. So it's a fabulous product. Boston Foods, so they're really great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Should we plan to be able to use credit card to purchase? Is cash preferred? Do we bring our own bags? How does it all work?
Actually, if you come over to the market info tent, I will gladly give you a shopper bag to patronize
great.
The market at.
Great.
Most of the vendors do accept alternative purchasing options such as Visa, MasterCard. They will also accept a Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. The market itself does not accept and provide tokens for credit card. But again, a lot of the vendors accept it themselves.
Okay. And obviously, it's absolutely free to come in
yes.
and walk around and just sample a little bit here and there.
Most certainly. And tomorrow's
fun.
Or this Friday's market, we actually have a cooking demo. And so we have 3 others scheduled for the year, one per month. And we're really excited because the executive chef from the Henry Ford Museum, Chef David McGregor, will be hosting our cooking demo this Friday at 4:30. So he's got a really awesome recipe to share, which will be also posted on our Facebook page.
Nice. So
yeah.
Still a little time if you want to head over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, things kick off here in just a little while, right?
Yeah, that one. That's great.
Yeah.
When we talk about the opportunities for people to come into that part of our community and stay, you know, stick around a while, the concert series is a great way to do that, great
Absolutely.
Start. And I know there's so many other things going on, but why don't we sort of piggyback to some of the music events going on in the community, since we do have one next Friday.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And we actually have 22 concerts through the summer months in Dearborn between
wow.
East and West City Hall Park and Wagner Park. So Friday night concerts, again, like you mentioned, Susan, is next Friday, June 28th. And we have the Square Pegs. July, we have Funhouse. And in August, we have Kaleido, who was at Homecoming a couple years ago.
Mm.
And all 3 bands are awesome. Jazz on the Ave at City Hall Park begins on July 17th. Right now, we actually have Music in the Park at City Hall Park. And those are Wednesdays from 7 to 9. And that's located over at City Hall Art Space, where the park is. Then we also have a new music series starting the week of July 15th. And that is our Tunes at Noon held at Wagner Park. So you can come on out, eat your lunch in the park, and listen to some awesome sounds.
So when we say Wagner Park, that's not a name that's familiar.
No, it's
right?
brand new.
For a lot of Dearborn nights.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I just want to, you know, stress that point and say this is a brand new space that's been part of that, kind of like Beyond, where all that construction's been going on for the last 2 years, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how you got involved and, you know, being involved in that space and what you hope it means for, you know, the West Downtown Dearborn area.
Well, we are really thankful and grateful to be partnering with Ford Land and Wagner Place. So in the beginning, we had anticipated making Wagner Park, which is the official name mm-hmm. of the green space behind the building, the offices, and to move all of West Dearborn downtown events for that to be our new home. Mm-hmm. So we were really excited for that. And that's basically how that transpired. So most of all of the events for downtown Dearborn will be held at Wagner Park now.
Whereas they might have been on the other side of Michigan Avenue before?
Yeah. Well, we were at West Village Commons over
okay.
by parking lot.
That's what I was trying to get at. Yeah. For people who've been there for a number of years, kind of, it might be something a little different.
Yes, we've moved on people a few times, but we promise this is our new home.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And what should people plan to bring, or what can they bring if they're coming for a concert? And maybe it's somebody coming right from work, or maybe a whole family wants to come and enjoy some live music. What do you suggest?
Well, we do actually have 30 tables with 8 chairs at each concert, but we also encourage you to bring lawn chairs, blankets, throw those in your trunk and head over to the market, and you can very comfortably sit down on the grassy area, and it's very comfortable. So
sounds so much
you have
fun,
options.
Yeah.
Are pets allowed?
Absolutely.
All right,
yes.
There you go, yeah.
The market is very welcoming. We actually partner with Friends of Animals from Dearborn, mm-hmm. and they have a booth often at the market. So absolutely. We like our little furry friends coming to the market.
Well, when we talk about Dearborn, there is always this sort of like two-sided thing. So that's that's like one part of it. And you mm-hmm. talked about some events going on in the other half.
Yes.
Let's spend a little time. And you alluded to them, what's going on over there.
Yeah, so in the east, like I said, at City Hall Park, that's our home for our downtown Dearborn events for the east side of town. So like I said, we do have the Music in the Park on Wednesday nights, and we have that each Wednesday through July 10th, I believe. And then the following week on July 17th starts our 6-week series of Jazz on the Ave. And mm-hmm. we're going into our 11th year with that. Alexander Zonchek has orchestrated all the bands that will be performing. And we got probably 3,000 to 4,000 people out there for Jazz on the Ave. And this year we're really excited because we've gotten such an incredible turnout of people, we've now closed off Maple Street, and we're bringing in food trucks and vendors. So that should be a welcome surprise to a lot of the patrons this year. Yeah.
This food truck concept seems to have been mentioned a couple
like
of times.
To eat.
What kind of food trucks are we talking? I know it is the thing, right?
Yeah, it is. And again, it'll be a variety. We'll have several food trucks there, and we'll also have some of the local businesses. So the Exchange Club will be there serving their popcorn. Joe's Top Dog will be there with hot dogs, and Alcamo's will be there also with their subs, as they've been in the past.
You can stop right there. That's
yes, I know.
heard what he wanted.
People come for the food, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Jesus.
I heard what I needed to hear, right?
Food.
Oh, boy. This is a wealth of information, and as you know, you seem to be just knowing every little date and thing and so on, but as the event manager, I suppose that is your role, when we talk about sort of making things bigger and better and tweaking to appeal to the community, you said this is a community, you know,
yes.
these are sort of owned by the community.
Absolutely.
So it's nice that the powers that be are listening to the community and making those changes. Anything specific for the little ones? I know Dearborn Homecoming, by the way, is coming up, we know, in a few weeks, well, a little more than that, and we'll talk about that a little later, and they'd have mega stuff for kids, but
yes,
you do too, something going
on. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So our we also have at the Farmers Market our Kids Days, and so the next Kids Day event will be on July 12th and then on August 9th, and for the first 100 kids, there's actually a free ice cream cone involved. But we have bounce houses, we have jugglers, we have musicians, we have face painters and balloon artists. We have a really, really cool slot car racing machine that's there each time. And it's just a slew of fun. And this is all free to the community. And so we love them coming over. And the reason we actually shifted our kids' days with the farmers market is because at the farmers market, we have a program called the Pop Club or the Power of Produce. And so all of our little market goers, ages 5 through 12, can come over to the Pop Club. And if it's their first time, their parent gets to fill out a passport card with their information. And they get their own personal shopper bag. They get to try that week's veggie or fruit of the week. They get a coloring sheet. And then they also get $2 to shop. Thankfully, graciously donated by Beaumont Health. So they are our sponsor for Pop Club. So then the little people actually get to go to the produce farmers and buy their own stuff, which is really awesome.
That is so cool. What a great idea. And what a nice opportunity for that first introduction to the green vegetable or, the one that they're trying to normally avoid. And it'll be fresh and delicious, I'm sure, since it's coming from our local
market. We get it from
our
farmers just before the market and our staff from STEP. Services to enhance potential. They actually organize and run our Pop Club tent, which we are so grateful for their volunteerism. And they cut the vegetables right there, and the little people get to sample it. So it's awesome. Yeah.
Very nice. Where should we tell people to park when they're coming in for these events, especially the market? I'm sure it gets very busy.
Yes, it does. Actually, right on West Village Drive, right at the market, there's a large parking deck and an open structure. There's also a large parking lot right behind that on Park Street. Okay. Worst case scenario, you can go down a block and a half to the east and west parking decks, also right on West Village Drive, pardon me. And free parking everywhere, so... Great. If it's a great day, take a little walk. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we know that every day is going to be perfectly sunny and bright and just lovely. Fridays between 2 and 7 and beyond. But let's just say one of those, we get a little drizzle at some point. What happens then?
We are rain or shine. Okay. The only way we will call a farmer's market is if there's like torrential rain
for
and heavy
safety
winds.
Of, yeah,
exactly.
the
safety
participants
for community and vendors.
And the community as
and
well.
And the vegetables too and the cheese.
They don't mind a little bit of water.
Yeah,
the cheese. And the baked goods.
Gotta protect
like
the baked goods. Think
of the zucchini. What we don't want that. And so the farmers that come, when you say local, these are sort of in the general area. What is the relationship in between you and bringing those farmers in, and what kind of, and obviously it's seasonal and it changes even from now to what is going to be there in a month and a half from now, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So we're wrapping up, as you mentioned, with some asparagus and greens and stuff that's still heavy on the tables. But soon, if not this week, there might be strawberries on the farmers' tables. So those are, like you also mentioned, with all the rain, it's been really challenging for some of the farmers. So, all the support from the community coming out and shopping with them is really, really appreciated from each one of them, because they really work hard to get there and to get all that beautiful produce on the tables. So in coming months, we should be, or coming weeks, we actually should be getting some zucchini should be coming in, some yellow squash, and a lot more stuff. But if you check on our Facebook page, you can see each week's the lineup of vendors. And also sometimes we put on what's new that week.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at the Facebook page, and you can tell me, exactly what that is. But just looking at it here, there's something also about, for those who might be interested in yoga.
Oh, yes.
All right. Yeah. We can talk about that for a second.
Absolutely. Well, again, working collectively with the Dearborn businesses, Yoga Shala is very generous in donating a half an hour of free yoga to the market on 4 more dates. And unfortunately, I don't, Susan, you gave me a little bit too much credit. I don't know those dates off the top of my head.
That we can find them in 30 seconds.
But yeah, we're working on that.
But what are we going to do there?
So folks can come out and bring their yoga mat or a blanket and on the grass, and Yoga Shala will be putting on a half an hour of free yoga. So if you've had a stressful day, you want to come on out, come and do some yoga. But we're also very happy to partner with Orange Theory Fitness. They are going to let me know the dates, and so we'll post it on Facebook as soon as we know. But they're also planning on coming out a few dates to do some like a half an hour free fitness day. So I'm not quite sure on the logistics of that, but as soon as we know, you'll know.
Yeah. Do that and then eat, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Your Facebook page is what? Dearborn Farmers and Artisans Market?
Yes. Dearborn Farmers and Artisans Market.
There you go.
Very good.
All right.
And that's also the website, yes? Dearborn yes. Farmers and Artisans Market.com.
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. And then for some of those other events, the Jazz in the Park and so on, would that be the downtowndearborn.org?
Yeah, people can see, if you go to the Downtown Dearborn Facebook page, you can see and click on events, you can see all the events going on in both West and East Dearborn. For the Farmers Market Facebook page, you can find out everything going on at the market. But on downtowndearborn.org, our website there, there's a lot of information as well that people can find.
Great. Well, Jean, it's very obvious that you are loving what you're doing with this whole, all of these things, and rightfully so, because this is, you know, it's your job, but clearly it's your passion as well.
Yeah.
Are you a native of this community? I pick up a little something in your voice.
I'm actually from Canada originally.
There it is.
But I
knew I heard
here.
Something there.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been here for 27 years, longer than I was in Canada ever. But yeah, usually if I say something with the letter O in it, that's kind of gives me away to people. But no, and it's true, Susan, I always tell everybody, you know, our board for the West EDA and our East EDA, and I have the best job in Dearborn. I mean, I get to bring smiles to people's faces. So what more could I want, right?
Fantastic.
Well, it's fun to talk about the summer activities, but then what happens with the group in the other 8 months of the year?
We have things going on. I actually organize 60 events through the year in Dearborn. So that includes the farmers market and the concerts. But we have Shop Small that will be coming in the fall. We also have an awesome event for trick-or-treaters. And we also do the pet parade and allow our little furry friends, again, to patronize some of the businesses that want to give doggy treats on Halloween. So nice. We have a pumpkin carving. Oh my goodness. We have a winter fest that we're really excited about. That's grown, that we're going into our third year with that. So then in February, we have our very successful and very well patronized Dearborn Restaurant Week. Mm-hmm. And then we have our ladies' night and a slew of other things. So yeah, we our goal is to bring activities and events to the Dearborn and surrounding communities that will benefit both the community as well as the local businesses. And as the DDA, that's our job. You know, we are there for the businesses and also the community. So we really strive to do that.
Well, I think we're going to leave Jean with the last word. That is fantastic. So we've got ample opportunities to receive more details on all of these different events that we've talked about. One more time, Dearborn Farmers Artisans Market.com mm-hmm. or the Facebook page, Dearborn Farmers Artisans Market. And then downtowndearborn.org is the other one. So,
yes.
Oh my goodness. There is no reason to be bored in this summer in Dearborn. I'll tell you that.
We've got it all.
Or hungry, right? Yeah.
And I did forget one more thing,
sure.
I may throw one more thing.
Certainly.
We also have movies in the park. So we just had our movies with Bumblebee last Friday, and then our next movie will be at City Hall Park, and that is scheduled. I am sorry. It's scheduled for July. August, we'll be back at Wagner Park, and then in September, we'll be back with Aquaman in September at City Hall Park. But you can see all that on the Facebook page.
Very nice. Very nice. And one more time for somebody that has not ever before been to the Farmers and Artisans mm-hmm. Market, exactly where can we find you?
So it is exactly on West Village Drive between Mason and Monroe Street. And if you want a Google address, you can Google 1034 Monroe Street. That's actually the parking deck address, but that'll get you right to us.
Perfect.
And what time?
2 to 7 every
Friday. 2 to 7. And that, not to be underestimated, that's a different change, right?
Yes.
In terms of the actual time it's taking place. We think of, you know, come on in the morning and get your veggies, but a significant change for people who might want to, you know, come there after work and, you know, have more opportunity.
Yeah, I like this. I think it's
awesome. Ooh. And I don't have to get there up so early.
Yeah. It's a win-win, right?
It's a win-win.
Well, Jean, you've just been delightful. Thank you so much for the information. Continued success with everything you're doing. And don't be a stranger. We hope to have you back and we can update all these different things as we go.
Anytime. Shoot me an email and I'm here with you, Susan.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye.
You're listening to the WHFR Journal. I'm Alan Mazurek along with Susan McGraw. We will be back in just a moment with more. Do stay with us here on the station Making Waves.
the Henry Ford Centennial Library will temporarily be closed to the public from Monday, May 20th through fall 2019 for a major renovation project. In order to serve residents during this closure, both the Bryant Branch Library and the Esper Branch Library will be extending their hours beginning June 1st, 2019. Please visit DearbornLibrary.org for renovation updates and more detailed information regarding specific library services.
Hi, I'm Chip Somm, host of Indie Pop Takeout. Join me every other Saturday from 10 to noon when I serve up big portions of Indie Pop, Power Pop, Jangle Pop, Sophista Pop, and Psych Pop. If you can add the word pop to it, I'm probably going to play it. I'll feature new music that was released just hours before the show, along with pop favorites from the past. That's Indie Pop Takeout from 10 to noon every other Saturday on 89.3 WHFR.
Happy birthday to the city of Dearborn and many, many more, of course. 90 years we are celebrating, and here on the WHFR Journal, we want to talk about an opportunity for you to be a part of Dearborn's 90th birthday celebration. I think after 90 years, it's well-deserved to have a big party, an over-the-top party, and that's exactly what's going on. It's over-the-top at the Wagner, taking place Friday, July 19th at 6 o'clock, and we are looking forward to telling you about it. Alan, one day maybe we'll celebrate your 90th birthday and mine because we're pretty close in age. So, but this is going to give us some good tips on how to do it right.
Sure. I'm not sure if we want to say who's older than who, but yeah,
we're pretty close.
I could be wrong. Yeah, I think we are.
At that,
but one thing. When we say over the top at the Wagner, let's sort of introduce that concept because in terms of events in Dearborn, this is kind of a new concept of what the Wagner is.
It is this beautiful new park, Wagner Park, Wagner Place, connected through Ford Land Development. It's a green space as well as office spaces for the community to get together and literally celebrate the arts and our history and our culture. And we're most excited that the Dearborn Historical Museum is really reaping the benefits. Everybody that's going to attend this is going to benefit in some way, but this one's really all about the heritage and the history of this community. And the Wagner location, the Wagner Place, is, I think it's kind of exciting because, as you said, it's new and it's fresh and it's vibrant, so sort of crossing over that bridge of all the old ones moving into the future of Dearborn and the sort of the inauguration of this park. So I think it's all just, I think it was probably planned, don't you? Just too perfect to be happening without a plan. And here to validate that or tell us that we're exactly wrong are two guys that are going to know all the ins and the outs, and we're so happy to have them in our studio. Jack Tate is joining us, and he is the acting museum curator for the Dearborn Historical Museum, acting for many years, but we'll talk about that in a minute. And then Paul Telpos is here, and he is the assistant museum curator with the Dearborn Historical Museum. Gentlemen, welcome to our studios, and congratulations on your effort to pull off a pretty big event to celebrate Dearborn's 90th.
Well, it sure is. And one thing I say, you talk about old and new. Mm. The Wagner Hotel is old, being transferred into something new.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
And Paul will talk about the event, but it will be the first event on the roof of the Wagner since it was built in the 1890s.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool. Hmm. Really exciting. What a great plan. Tell us about this this venue, Paul, and what we're going to see at this event.
Definitely. The Wagner Hotel right on Michigan Avenue, one of Dearborn's most historic landmarks. And we're so happy that Ford Land sponsoring the event, letting us be the first group to go up there on the rooftop for our event. Over the top at the Wagner, it's going to be a fantastic time. 1920s theme. Who doesn't love a theme party? Mm-hmm. Going back to those roaring 20s. Back in 1929, people like to ask, they say, well, Dearborn's only been here for 90 years. But it was a very long sort of drawn-out history, and it was back in 1929 when Fordson and Dearborn incorporated the city boundaries as we know them today and the city government as we know it today. All came together, so we're here to celebrate that happening 90 years ago. So we will be throwing quite the shindig. I don't know the 1920s term, but it will be fantastic.
It will be the cat's meow.
There you go. And we'll be having live entertainment, live music, food and drinks, and it's just going to be an absolutely fantastic time. And really a wonderful way to support the museum and our programs while having a great time at one of Dearborn's most historic locations.
That sounds fantastic. And you, Jack, are involved in this in probably a number of capacities, but what's your role in this big thing?
Well, I'm a member of the committee. I'm letting Paul do the legwork. I will add, though, that the Commandant's Quarters, which is Dearborn's oldest building in its original location, is kitty corner from the Wagner. Mm-hmm. And depending on the ticket you buy, your celebration will start there.
Ah.
With banjos and a champagne and hors d'oeuvre reception before going across the street to the Wagner.
Very nice.
We recently completed a humongous renovation project on the Commandant's Quarters porch, so we're really excited to show that off and have everybody come out and enjoy that porch in a beautiful summer night. So for the benefactor ticket level, for this event, you'll be invited to a champagne reception right at the Commandant's Quarters featuring... I believe we're going to have some banjo music, mm-hmm. some live entertainment there as well. Jack will be driving some beautiful classic cars to and from the parking for people at this ticket level, which we're really excited about. And then there's even some discussion about the city police providing some in-character costume 1920s escort, which we'd be really excited for. So overall, it just should be just a really special event, not only at the Wagner, but also for the Commandant's Quarters as well.
So for our listeners who, you know, aren't Dearbornites, for most of us, when we think of Dearborn, we think of probably one name, mm-hmm. first and foremost, which is Henry Ford. And then maybe, you know, Orville Hubbard, which, you know, kind of comes with its mm-hmm. own, you know, different type of perspective. But what is Dearborn? What was Dearborn before that first name I mentioned, Henry Ford, and sort of how did this all get started?
Well, it got started, I think, the name back in 1830s when the federal government decided to move the arsenal out of Detroit. Because, it fell during the War of 1812, and Detroit was expanding, and, well, a powder magazine could blow up, you know. So they decided to move it to some acreage that the Department of the Army already owned, and that happened to be what is now Dearborn. And the Joshua Howard, who started the buildings, decided to call it Dearbornville after General Henry Dearborn, who served in the Revolutionary War as well as the War of 1812. Interesting little fact, his eighth great-grandson just visited us last earlier this week from California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
The first Dearborn to come to Dearborn that we know of. But anyway, the arsenal was built in the early 1830s, and shortly after that, the Michigan Central Railroad came through, so a business district started building across the street from the arsenal on Michigan Avenue, which at that time was the Detroit-Chicago Military Highway. Hmm. And so it was a farming rural community that had a very vibrant business section because the arsenal was there. The arsenal's biggest time was in during the Civil War, when troops from what would you call the old Northwest Territory, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, would all come there to get armed before they went off to war. And there was training held there also. And then in 1875, that was closed. And Henry Ford was already around then. Going to school and deciding he really didn't like to be a farmer, and ended up in Detroit for a while. And he got the automobile going, Highland Park, and decided he needed a new plant, and decided to come home to Dearborn to do it, and he built his home at Fair Lane.
And the rest is
History.
It's all history, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the beginning of the history,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
And it continues today. So so that gets us up to that point. And then now, obviously, we've got this, is it a revitalization with this whole, you know, Wagner Place area, and obviously a lot of other stuff that Ford Motor Company is doing in the community?
Yeah, there have been some ups and downs since the time you left off there, Jack, to where we are now. But I would like to think that things are definitely on the up, aren't they?
I think the Wagner Place project is the rebirth of West Dearborn.
Mm.
And I shouldn't say West Dearborn, because Dearborn is one community, not East and West.
We referred to that, actually, in our last segment when we were talking about events taking place with the farmers market and things like that. And it still seems interesting that, you know, 90 years on, there is sort of that idea of an East Dearborn and a West Dearborn. How do we get over that, or what can we do to move from there?
Well, I think events like this one will help with that. And I think both ends of Dearborn are putting on events during the summertime that are going to draw people from both segments of the community. So I think that rebirth of a Dearborn is well underway. And, you know, talking about events, this gala isn't the only thing we're doing at the museum.
Mm-hmm.
We currently have coming up on June 29th our annual teddy bear picnic.
So that's what, next Saturday?
Yes, next Saturday. It's sponsored by A&W Root Beer. And we have all kinds of neat things for the kids, games, crafts. And we have a teddy bear parade, which is led by Rudy, the A&W bear. And prizes we have some kind of a prize, hopefully, for every kid that's there. They must be 12 years old to come. And lots of games and fun. And the teddy bear parade is just the neatest thing you ever want to see. This is probably my personal favorite event of the year. And also, if you're interested along with this, the museum every year, through its fundraising arm, the Guild, puts on a yard sale. And that's on July 25th, 26th, and 27th. And it runs from 9 to 6 on Friday and Saturday, and 9 to 2 on Sunday. This year, there'll be a large collection of vintage clothing on sale, as well as numerous items that are donated by members of the Museum Guild.
Nice. This takes place literally at the
museum. At the Ross House at 915 Brady.
Very good.
Both events.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your experience with all of this. You're relatively new to the organization.
That's right,
Paul.
Yep.
Yeah. So how'd you get here, and what's the most exciting thing that you're working on right now?
Yeah, I started at the start of April, and I actually come from a background in museums. I got my master's in museum studies out at the University of Washington in Seattle. And after that, I was working actually at an archaeological museum down in Florida. Yeah. And then for a year and a half, 2 years at a nonprofit in Detroit called the Detroit Experience Factory, that sort of connects people to local Detroit culture and history. So I've always been really into history and just really loved connecting people to just the neat things that surround them and reasons to be proud of who they are and where they're from. And kind of like what Jack was just talking about, I think that when people think of museums, sometimes, you know, they might think of, oh, it's like dusty old, you know, artifacts in your glass case. But for the Dearborn Historical Museum and lots of other museums, we want to be connected to the community. And a big way that we do that is through these events, that we really want to be out there really just connecting to people at homecoming, at the teddy bear picnic, wherever we can do it. You know, one of these things is the over the top at the Wagner. So, that's even going back to talking about how to build that Dearborn pride and how to have that one Dearborn. And I think that's a great position for the museum to be in, is helping people sort of make sense of what it means to be from Dearborn and what Dearborn is. Mm-hmm.
What is the one thing that sort of surprised you about Dearborn? I mean, coming in, you probably may have thought you knew Dearborn, but over time you like started to learn about Dearborn. What's the one thing that surprised you the most?
So I'll give you two answers.
I'll take it.
my stock for what surprised me the most is kind of a historical fact. And that is that long, long ago in the early 1800s, when much of the area that we're now in was being settled, the original names for the area that Dearborn is now in, the area that Livonia is now in, a lot of this area was originally named for Chinese cities. So it was Peking and Nanking. And over the time, you know, that changed. Now we're in Dearborn.
Right.
But the one area kept their Chinese name, and it's Canton.
Oh,
so I grew up thinking of Canton, Michigan as that's just, you know, Canton, Ohio. What do you, you know, it's just a name. And I had no idea. You know, you think Cantonese, because you don't have that much you know, Chinese history here in Wayne County. So that's the hard fact that surprises me the most.
Yes.
In terms of actual how the museum is run, I would say the thing that surprises me the most and that I have been the most impressed by is the work that our volunteers do at the museum. We have a very, very dedicated core of, I'd say, about 20...
20 that are around all the time, but when we have the special events, we have another 20 or 30 that come out of the woodwork. Mm. 7 years ago, when I took over the museum, we had no volunteers and no programs to speak of. And the museum has come a long way thanks to a very great staff that we have a new member of and the volunteers.
Yeah, and it just amazed me and made me feel so great about the museum to see volunteers who come in every single day. You know, they have their projects that they like to work on, and whether it's planning an event or inputting things into our computers to make sure that we have records of all of the artifacts that we have. Because believe me, we have rooms and rooms of things behind the scenes, and the museum's almost 70 years old, so those previous museum workers just collected lots and lots of things. So we've been on a multi-year project of cataloging everything, making sure we know what we have, and just none of it would be possible without our volunteers.
Really nice answers there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a keeper.
Definitely a keeper.
Yeah. When we talk about all the events going on, not only at the Dearborn Historical Museum, but also to benefit and support financially the Dearborn Historical Museum, I understand that there is a membership opportunity available for those that are very passionate about it. So tell us about that.
Yes, we do have it. And Paul?
Yes, so this year, to celebrate that 90th anniversary of Dearborn's birthday, we're actually offering 50% off museum memberships, which come with, of course, the subscription to our newsletter on Dearborn history, the Dearborn Historian, as well as all sorts of other benefits, and knowing that you're benefiting us at the Historical Museum, because as I was kind of mentioning with our volunteers, we are very much dependent on the community for funding and for help, which is partly why we are throwing the over-the-top fundraiser at the Wagner to raise money for the museum. Like I mentioned, it's not just at the museum working with historical materials behind the scenes. We also do a variety of programs. We do school programs for Dearborn students. So about 1,500 Dearborn second graders every single year coming through our doors. It's called our Pioneer School Program. So we're teaching them about Dearborn history and what it used to be like to go to school in one of those one-room shacks. So there's just so much that we do here at the museum, reaching the public and preserving that Dearborn history. And we're grateful for any support that we get.
Very good.
And as far as that program is concerned, any of you out there that are teachers or retired teachers, get a hold of us next spring. Starting in March, we do it all over again, and we need all the help we can find.
Ah, very good. Well, as we talk about so many wonderful events going on, not only this summer in general, it's what our show has been today, but also this very specific opportunity to do two wonderful things. One is to celebrate the 90th birthday of a beautiful city, a beautiful community, and secondly, to support and help promote this wonderful museum. What are some of the more specific details of the over-the-top event? And again, it's such a clever play on words, the over-the-top, it's on the top, you know, the roof and so on. But specifically, what's, who helped put this together in terms of sponsors and what through the average person listening right now thinking, well, I might not be able to do that benefactor ticket, but I'd like to come anyway. How does it all work?
Definitely. So we have a variety of sponsors who have been so gracious in helping us put this event together, particularly Ford Land for helping us use the Wagner rooftop, Donald and Mary Koch, the Dearborn Sausage Company, Les Stanford, Dearborn Federal Savings Bank, Newman Smith Architecture, and Hussein Berry, the representative.
And full disclosure, since this is a journalistic program, there's a connection there to the Koch family, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
let's make sure we're upfront about that. Yeah.
We actually pronounce it Koch.
Okay, yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
And they're my in-laws. wonderful people, so yeah.
I happen to know that. He may not have known that when he said it. I just wanted to make sure that we're clear about that.
And for the record, I always buy my ticket.
please
and so do they, actually.
Yeah, please continue, yeah.
Definitely, and we have a great committee working to plan it, headed up by Emma Jean Woodyard from the Dearborn Community Fund, and as well as Matt Graff from our museum, as well as several other community members, and they've been so helpful. Everyone is working really, really hard to make this happen. Also, another shout out to a person on our planning committee is Dearborn Council member Leslie Herrick.
Leslie's amazing.
Yeah,
and
she's
Emma
great.
Jean, and you named some pretty hardcore players in the community.
Yep.
And I suspected that all of these people that have been involved in so many other things would be a part of this, and rightly so. How wonderful. It takes more than just a couple of people to put on something of this magnitude. How many tickets are you selling? How many people can you hold?
So we have a maximum of, I think, 175. And tickets actually have been selling pretty well so far. We're just sent out, end of last week, the official, ticket invites. And, man, I think we're actually probably already sold a third of the tickets. So we're really encouraged.
It got mine in the mail today, actually.
Awesome.
So literally, this is hot off the press, I suppose.
So, going into the specifics of the event, it will be, starting at 6 o'clock with the champagne reception that we mentioned for the benefactor level tickets. And those are $250 each. And like I mentioned, that will be up on the porch of the Commandant's Quarters. There will be live entertainment. There will be a champagne toast, as well as, I believe, some hors d'oeuvres. Going on from there, we'll be heading over at 7 o'clock to start the event on the rooftop of the Wagner Hotel. That will be, as I mentioned, fantastic. Great opportunity. There'll be a strolling dinner. There will be dancers. There will be more live entertainment. And tickets for that level, the patron tickets, that is $125 each, and that includes food. We'll also have drinks. As we mentioned, we're encouraging people to dress up for the Roaring Twenties theme, flappers, zoot suits, what have you. I love a good theme party. I love a good costume, so you know you'll be seeing me dressed up. And another thing to mention is that during the event at 8 o'clock and at 9 o'clock, we will be having tours of the Wagner Hotel that Ford Land will be hosting to show off their renovations. And we got a sneak peek at those renovations, and boy, does it look great. They really did a good job of preserving the historic character of the building and some of those old hotel rooms, alongside those new flourishes to make it a modern, bustling office that it is today. So we'll be excited to show that off.
Do you happen to know, Jack, when the last room was rented at the Wagner Hotel, how long that's been.
I can only guess from my recollections as growing up here, and I won't say how old I was at the time, but I would say probably in the early 50s. Okay. And that was the end of any use of the upstairs where the rooms were.
I see. Oh, this is going to be so exciting. Oh, my goodness. We should mention a Henry Ford College connection. Oh, a couple. We'll mention one in a minute here. But the Jeremy Palmer Trio will be providing entertainment, playing music of the era. And Jeremy Palmer is with our music department here at Henry Ford College. A wonderful fella. And also, it looks like we're going to have Kelly and Mark Petrie performing. Mm-hmm. So there will be some wonderful entertainment as well. If somebody is ready to pick up their ticket right away. They don't want them to sell out. And again, the event is July 19th, so it's really less than a month away, starting at 6 o'clock. How should they reach out to you and secure their tickets?
If they could give us a call at 313-565-3000, get yourself patched through to me, and I'll be happy to help you out. You could also shoot us an email. It's museum@ci.dearborn.mi.us. It's a little bit of a mouthful.
That's easy to remember if you're driving down Evergreen Road or Ford Road right now. But yeah, that's fine. What's the actual website then?
Yeah, yep, the website is thedhm.com.
There we go.
It's a little bit easier.
Thedhm.com.
And then you could also come in and visit us at the museum office. It's 915 South Brady. We are at the intersection of Brady and Michigan. And you can come right in and see me, and we'd love to sell you a ticket.
Love it. And, you know, Jack, we always like to say a special thank you to our alumni here at Henry Ford College, Henry Ford Community College at the time. When you were a student here, we just celebrated, or are still sort of in the middle of celebrating our 80th anniversary as a college, so a little 10 years behind. But you used to go to school here, yes?
Yeah, I took a few classes here after I got out of the Army. Last one was in, I think, 1962, maybe spring semester 63. And I took a couple history classes. Dr. Howe was one of my professors, and Dr. Thomas, I believe. I guess you make me think back a long time.
We could go on and on with that, couldn't we? But we are very encouraged that I think a lot of money is going to be raised for this wonderful gem in our own backyard, right on Brady Street, here in Dearborn. And we are very much looking forward to a successful event and so many other things. The teddy bear parade, as well as the yard sale, and that website, if somebody wants more information, and phone number one more time.
TheDHM.com. That's Dearborn History Museum. So TheDHM.com. Or 313-565-3000.
Wonderful.
The Teddy Bear Picnic is next weekend, 10 a.m. to noon for children. For more information, 313-565-3000. Very easy to remember. And the Over the Top at the Wagner event takes place Friday, July 19th. Starts at 6 o'clock over at, the first event over at the Commandant's Quarters, and then moves to the rooftop at the Wagner Hotel.
Oh, very nice. I just want to mention again, Teddy Bear Picnic, 12 and under is the
correct
age range on
Thank
that.
You.
That sounds fantastic. Last comment, so we'll leave you with the last word, Jack.
My last comment is come and see us at Over the Top at the Wagner. And be sure you practice your Charleston.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much
for
wonderful information.
Thank you.
Great success with the events. Terrific. We've got more on the way. This is the WHFR Journal. Please stay with us.
Enrollment is now open for Henry Ford College fall classes, which begin Thursday, August 22nd. For more information and to register, please visit our website, hfcc.edu. You can also call HFC at 313-845-9600. See you on campus!
If classical is your genre, WHFR is the place to be in the late night hours until 10 a.m. 7 days a week. From Beethoven and Mozart to Bach and Brahms. Let it lull you to sleep at night and wake you up in the morning. Or for you night owls, enjoy the soothing sounds of classical music all night long. 89.3 FM or WHFR.FM on your computer. Pick WHFR, the station for classical.
Every day, we go about our lives driven by routine, our vision clouded by the very normalcy we take for granted. Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible. It's time to open our eyes. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who combat human trafficking, whether it's forced labor, domestic servitude, or the sex trade. Learn what you can do to help by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
Welcome back. It's the WHFR Journal. I'm Alan Mazurek, along with Susan McGraw. And Susan, you know, we've talked about this 90th birthday for the city of Dearborn coming up. We've spent some time talking about the 80th birthday of Henry Ford College. And truly one of the things, specifically when it comes to Henry Ford College and the community of Dearborn, is this growing level of diversity and how much it adds to the community, not just here on campus, but also Dearborn-wide, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
And we had just earlier this week, for the second time, somebody from the executive mm-hmm. branch of the state of Michigan who stopped by our campus. Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist came by to do a presentation and to tour the campus and look at some of the skilled trades work that we're doing here at the campus. And I think actually had some very, very poignant words about the whole idea of diversity and its representation in government and obviously here even on a college campus.
Yes, he was invited to tour the robotics lab, and our own Jawan Banks, former telecommunications student and WHFR member and just a recent graduate of Henry Ford College, had a chance to ask him that very question.
You know, as far as the government goes, I think we need to make sure that every table, every decision-making table has a diverse set of people at it, have people with different backgrounds, different ideas, who represent different parts of the state, all coming together, because when you have a lot of people represented at the table, we get better choices and better outcomes. So, like, this education stuff is a really good example of that. If you have people who have had exposure to or experience with community colleges, they'll understand the importance of investing in community colleges. If you have people who understand the importance of skilled trades, they will understand why we need to invest in skilled trades and opportunity as a state. So if we make sure that we have that representation at the table in Lansing, we'll get better policy for everyone in the state.
Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist and some of his words when he visited the HFC campus earlier this week. And thanks to Jawan Banks for conducting that interview and bringing us those comments from him. Jawan, yeah, as you mentioned, one of our graduates from the HFC telecommunication department, and also from what I hear, one heck of a golfer as well. Too.
Oh, so, yes, yeah, he sure is. He's a sweetheart, doing great things. We have had a wonderful hour, and we thank you for being a part of it. We have some specialty programming coming up in the next couple of weeks as we round out June and celebrating Pride Month in some very different and unique ways. And then our own Sam Tylo will be joining our airwaves to do some specialty programming as we move into July. And we will officially be back with our big weekly thing, Alan, probably moving into August and homecoming.
Yeah, we might have something in between, but one way or the other, we will definitely be here for homecoming. Yes.
Very good. Well, we thank you for joining us today, the WHFR Journal, another hour, and looking forward to some more great programming. So do not touch that dial. Stay with us right here on WHFR Dearborn 89.3 FM. We are the station making waves. For myself, Susan McGraw, and the wonderful Alan Mazurek, we wish you a very happy summer.
Are you a local artist? Would you like to hear your music on WHFR? Please send us your music for airplay consideration. You can find our email and physical mailing addresses at whfr.fm. Don't wait. Send your MP3s, CDs, and records today.
Enrollment is now open for Henry Ford College summer classes, which begin Tuesday, June 25th. For more information and to register, please visit our website, hfcc.edu. You can also call HFC at 313-845-9600. See you on campus.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.